Okay, hello and welcome to Life in Hex episode 18, not 17.
Which you marked down on the show notes.
It is actually episode 18. I'm Jalali.
I'm Zephron.
And with us today is no one.
Empty chair that I have my feet on.
Indeed. So, no special guests, just back to us. Good old us.
Back to a normal show.
Indeed. We had a couple of emails.
Well, yes, we did. We had two emails.
Impressive.
Okay, so this is the housekeeping, so we're just going to go through the emails. Mm-hmm. It says, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm another listener from across the pond. He puts that in exclamation mark, not exclamation marks.
Quote marks,
because we've said that a few times before.
We have indeed.
That when we say across the pond, we're talking about people in America.
We are indeed.
As it were.
It's a rather large pond.
Just a bit. I have just gotten into podcasts. Now, he spells podcast two words.
iPodcasts. Anyway.
And I've become somewhat addicted. I've downloaded lots of shows recently. From various sources, and just wanted to let you guys know how much I enjoyed your show. I have never been a big fan of anime, I have really only watched Akira once a long time ago. Now, that is quite a good movie. A bit fucked up, though.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all weird at the end. Mm. You guys have gotten me curious again, although I do think you guys get a bit long-winded. Oh, sorry. I'll try my best not to this time. A bit about anime versus other subjects. Oh, I see. Your show quality really impressed me. Keep up the great work and keep the shows coming. Rick, a.k.a. Ivory Bishop. Plus, now from us, this is thank you for his suggestion.
Yes, he did a little PS at the end. And
we're not going to tell you what it is.
No, because only Ivory Bishop knows. But safe to say, Ivory Bishop, we liked your suggestion. I don't know why we hadn't thought of it, actually.
It's a good idea.
To be honest, it had never, ever crossed my mind to do it. But we are going to do it. It's going to take us a while. We're going to spread it out. We're going to make it look good. It's going to be good, but we are going to do what he suggested, and it's going to be cool.
So we're not going to tell anybody.
No,
so only Ivory Bishop knows, because it's his suggestion.
Yep.
But Ivory Bishop, don't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, keep it to yourself.
Yep.
So it's a nice surprise. And if you do, we'll come and kill you.
We will.
I mean, we've done that
or
before.
Or possibly just send you a rude and offensive letter.
No. We killed Yamaro after he started talking about it as bad.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because he was a hobo off the streets.
So yeah, how much did his gravestone cost?
Oh, it only cost like £3, so it was all right.
All right, okay. So do I need to owe you like half of that?
Yeah, please.
All right, okay. Yeah.
I'm a bit strapped for cash.
Yeah, all right, no worries. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ivory Bishop. That's nice to get emails, of course. Always
yes,
nice to get love emails.
We love emails. If you do listen to the show and you're like, oh, I just listened to the show and won't bother emailing, don't bother bothering, please email us.
Even if it's just like, hi, really like the show, really like the blur, whatever that you did last episode.
That's it.
That's it. Bye.
Or if you want to say, hi, you know, show's all right, but you could do, if you do this, it makes it better.
Yeah,
sure,
you know,
we'd love
suggestions. We're open to suggestions, you know. I will, anything techie, I'm quite happy to just go, I'll look into that and look into it if I don't
anything,
know.
Any anime you want me to look into, I will do.
Yep.
I have recently been looking into that. Remember that guy sent us that email like 10 shows ago?
Yeah.
I have been looking into some of those anime
recently.
Sweet. So
cool.
Hopefully maybe you're getting some of those.
Mm-hmm. All right, the second email we get.
You get the hard one.
Yeah, I do. Says the following.
Now, he seems communist to me.
Possibly.
He goes, hello, comrade.
Indeed. just wanted to say, nice show. I've been listening since show 13. Yeah, thanks to you, I collect Yu-Gi-Oh cards. The only bad thing is, I was playing... Yeah, if anyone wants to skip this, then feel free.
It's a bit of a long-winded story. I mean, it was a good laugh, but...
It made us laugh. The only bad thing is, I was playing loads of lunch, you see. You see, the bell went, and who cares? You know, I just kept playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
I've done it. Yeah? I've done it at college.
Anyway, I went to art thinking, like, it'll be all right, since it's my first late. And on that art lesson only, and just that one stinking art lesson, everyone who was late were sent into a room and given a detention. Do you believe that? My first time for art, and she makes me and the other lates go to the other room. So at lunch tomorrow, I have a detention at lunch for half an hour. What the fuck? I know. It's just art. Anyway, I also got Yu-Gi-Oh! Manga Edition 1, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good... Now, I'm not sure if... Now, email us back with this. Do you mean the Duelist Kingdom 1? Mm-hmm. Which is based on the time when they go to the tournament, mm-hmm. or is it the actual first Yu-Gi-Oh! Manga, the Hachi Kori thing, which is about how Yugi solves his puzzle?
All right.
Because I've been reading that one recently.
Cool. Yeah, anyway, nice show. Keep up the good work. Always good to hear. Yes, in recent news, my birthday will be on 7th of July. Don't laugh.
We did ask, of course.
Yeah. In recent news, my birthday will be on the 7th. Well, when did we ask?
Jesus.
Yes, in recent news, my birthday will be... Oh, hang on. Yes, in recent news, my birthday will be on the 7th of July, this Friday. So that was yesterday on our recording day. So happy birthday for yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Which will be spent eating cheesy puffs. Do you like cheesy puffs?
Cheesy puffs are okay. But
okay.
I mean, like, It gets all of your hands.
Yeah.
And you can't type.
Yeah. If you want to send us a life supply of cheesy puffs, then I'm sure we'll devour them.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I mean, yeah. We ate those chipstick things we ate earlier pretty quick. Well, you munch them.
Send them to PO Box 1337.
Which is so registered.
I'm sure someone already's done it. Anyway, if you reply, tell me what city in the UK you live in. We're not doing that, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Nope, because we don't want to get hate mail. We don't want to get people coming to assassinate us. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or stealing our equipment.
Yes.
Now, I don't know who you are. I think you're called Keegan. So,
Well, his email came from Prince Vegeta Keegan.
At gmail.com.
Now, Prince Vegeta is a character of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
So he must be an anime fan.
Indeed. So anyway, thank you very much for that email.
Thank you,
Keegan. You gave us a good laugh. You
gave us a damn good laugh, yeah.
It was funny.
Sorry for taking a piss at you.
Yeah.
But it did make us laugh.
But you know.
You brightened our day.
Yes, you did.
With your email.
Shouts to your art teacher.
Yeah, your art teacher owns. Put you in detention. You should be. Don't be late to lesson.
Yeah, don't go playing Yu-Gi-Oh. Not like Seth. Never.
Not like Seth. I'm never late.
For your art lesson.
I don't have art. But if I, but exactly. Yeah, oh, I wouldn't be late.
Exactly. In other housekeeping news, we've changed forum software. We were running Vanilla, which is a very cool forum thing.
It was nice. I liked it. But
we wanted something a bit more functional. I was wondering if people were being put off by the fact that it's a bit weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was like me, you, Moonlit, and
Skippy.
Pro, and that was it.
And Skippy
for a bit, yeah.
So we've changed it to PumBB, which is very much like PHPBB, but without the bloat in the admin
section. It's a lot more openly functional. Yep. It's got overall less functionality, but it's easier to use.
It is.
So
go check it out. It actually feels a bit more active now. I think people are encouraged, you know, to post more because it makes sense where all the stuff is and everything.
Yeah, of course.
So feel free to go on there, register some posts, ask us some questions, answer some other questions, have a chat with some of the other listeners.
Yeah, if you, for example, I can set up a sticky for show suggestions.
Yep. Something like that.
So if anyone wants to suggest what we talk about, you will do. I mean, we've said this every show nearly, and no one has done yet. Please, you know, if you want us to talk about something, we will talk about it.
Yeah, I mean...
If we can.
I'm now being proactive on that, because Proen was having trouble with... Hang on, let me just check.
He was having a problem with the DVD ripping.
That's looking all right.
Because he was putting together some anime stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And all some movies in general on his DVDs, and he was having trouble with it. So you're going to maybe do a section on that sometime.
Well, what I'm going to do, it's down below a bit in the show notes. You haven't read them, obviously. I'm sort of going to spread out over the. In a couple of episodes' time, I'll do a feature on lots of media transcoding stuff. I'm going to briefly mention it in the tech section. So go on there. You know, the few people that are on there are quite active. Moonlit's posting a lot. Moonlit's posting about his thing, which we'll mention later in the tech
section. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
And Skippy's on there talking about Sod It.
Yeah, he wasn't quite sure on the broad, the old Brit slang.
Yep.
Again, I think I might start up a sticky like you suggested. So.
Okay, so that's very cool. So go and check out our forum. That's lifeinhex.com/forum.
There's also a link on the main Lifeinhex website
of course,
you can't remember that complicated link.
Which will be redesigned sometime in summer. I am definitely doing a redesign, no doubt about it. I've got a few bits of life. Not a lot, just a couple.
Not really. I finally got a new job, woot it for me.
Means you're going to get your new computer?
Oh, not for the land.
Uber rig. But yeah, so congrats on getting the new job. You know, it's great.
Thank you very much.
It means you're going to get your new computer.
Yeah. So my mum's going to lend me the money, 1.5 grand in total.
Ouch.
Yes, I'm going to have to pay back interest as well.
Ooh, nasty. Yes. She's being technical.
No, I said I would. I mean, it's going to be a lot of interest. Since they're buying it from all different places, it's going to rack up interest on the credit card. So
all right, yeah.
I said I would.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Just another thing for the people, Mix, Proen, and Dazarus, and us, obviously. It's when you listen to this, it's T-minus 12.5 days until the Life in Hex Lano X03.
Woohoo!
A little thing we'll mention now and see if we get any immediate response on the forum or by email. We're wondering what to do about the show, episode 90.
Because we're going to be recording the next show, episode 19, in 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. But see, the problem is with that, for us, is the day after, on Monday, it's the beginning of our LAN.
Yeah.
Now, we will do a show if we have to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know it's like we've not got any obligation to you guys when we're doing this out of our own free time. But at the same time, you know, you're good enough to listen to our show.
Mm.
So we should be good enough to do it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So we want to know what you'd want us to do. I mean, we can do maybe a small special show.
Yep.
Just a short one. Just a quick brief, you know, hello. This is what we wanted to talk about.
Everyone's here. Whoa.
And we can do like a little Life in Hex Land special thing we did last time. That's it. We could do a normal show, maybe do it early, maybe do it a few days early in the week. Maybe you can get like a couple of days off school or something early. Just like a day.
Maybe.
So it wouldn't look suspicious and we could get it done then. Mm-hmm. Or we could just skip it overall in general.
Yeah, so...
It's whatever you guys want, to be honest.
We'd be interested to hear... I've asked Moonlit, but he didn't reply in time. But
bastard.
Yeah, supporting Moonlit.
I know.
But, you know, the ideal thing is that we don't do a show, obviously. For us, that's the ideal thing. It means we don't have to worry about it, etc., etc.
We can concentrate on gaming.
So if you don't mind us missing a show, then that'll be what will happen. And
we will, if we even miss a show, we will do a short special.
Yeah, oh, we'll obviously do a short special regardless, because obviously it's the LAN and, you know, it's cool to do, you know, involve Pro and Azarus and Mix and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the easiest thing is for us not to do a show, because to be honest, if we do, it's going to be rushed, half-hearted, etc., etc.
Wait, it's like going to be like one of those episode 16s again. I mean, episode 16 sucked.
Yeah. So, you know, there's just a brief warning that there may not be a show next, depending on what we decide. Go and check on the forum. I will keep everyone up to date on the website, on the forum.
Email us with what you want us to do, post on the forum what you'd like us to do, and we'll, you know, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
See what we're going to do, because, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our life. Moving on to the gaming, we're doing things in a little bit of a different order. You know, we like to keep things fresh, keep our listeners on their toes.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bit, you know, thinking, oh, gaming, ooh, where's coming from there? Ooh, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Now, I'll start off with the Prey demo, which was released a couple of weeks ago now. Prey has been in development for about a decade now, and it's changed hands a few times, completely changed design and everything. It's a space first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
But it has some really interesting, you know, features that I'll mention in a minute. It's based on the Doom 3 engine.
Right.
So it's got, obviously, you know, really nice graphics.
Now, I don't know, actually, I never played Doom 3. So what's the physics like in Doom 3?
I don't know. You mentioned this on the forum, didn't you, that about the physics. It's quite good. I mean, obviously, because you've got the walking on walls and stuff, the physics has to be quite good. But, things move around when you walk on them.
Okay. Comparing Doom 3 engine to Source engine.
I'd say the Doom engine is slightly less, but the physics aren't quite as crazy when you move stuff that goes flying across the room sort of thing. Because, you know, that's always our big qualm about physics engines.
Can't be helped.
Everything seems to be a bit heavier. You know, it sort of doesn't move as much when you walk into it.
Yeah.
So I'd say they're about similar sort of type thing.
Okay.
There's some good artwork. And really interesting weapons. They've really gone on the sort of biologically looking weapons. Mm. Have I shown you it?
No.
I haven't even shown you
no,
it.
No, I've seen like a picture of it. That's
all
it.
Right. It's got some good artwork and it's got a good style. It's very, very gritty. I mean, it's an 18. And to get on the site, you have to like verify your age and stuff just to get onto the website, which is prey.com, I think. But what's new about Prey compared to other space-based games is, well, first of all, the storyline. The storyline is that you're on a Cherokee reservation and you get abducted by aliens in a typical abduction fashion. But, and your family get abducted as well, and that's where it all sort of takes off.
You know, when I first heard this, you know what actually reminded me of?
What?
Turok. Because Turok's
about
a hunter dude from a, you know, kind of like a tribal thing, isn't it? So
yeah, that's interesting. Similar sort of thing. And you end up on this alien spaceship, and it's all very, very dark and morbid, and gritty isn't even the right word. It's almost like oozy, because the ship is a living ship. It's actually a sentient ship.
Yeah, it's alive.
And so there's, like, things throwing up on you and all this sort of thing, and things just, like, popping out of things, and you walk in and it's squelching. And it's interesting how they've done this sort of merge with the biological and mechanical. So one minute you're walking on this sort of fleshy skin, and the next minute you're walking on a platform type thing. So that's really interesting. That's what I mean by good artwork. But the new ideas that really kind of make you go, ew, and screw with your mind, is that there are bits where you walk on walls, and you can change gravity, so you can shoot things, and it actually flips gravity.
Mm.
It makes for some really interesting gameplay, because I don't know how they've done it, but, you know, you will be on the ceiling, and your enemies will be on the floor, so you'll be shooting up at what looks like the ceiling. And the rain is falling upwards, because you're on the ceiling, and it's so confusing. And sometimes, like, if enemies are on the ceiling, you shoot them, and then they'll fall to the floor. But because you're on the ceiling, it looks like they're falling to the ceiling. It's really weird. And when you're walking on walls, you can only walk up certain bits to stop it getting completely out of hand.
Yeah.
So you're walking up these platforms, and the way that the camera moves, it just makes you go, whoa, what the fuck have I just done? You've gone up a wall, and you're like, whoa, what the hell is going on here? It really is very, very weird. The camera actually is well done. The first person bit, it's not just sort of like moving straight like that. It actually bobs properly. You know, you sometimes get little bits of bobbing. But the start of it is you in a bathroom looking, talking to yourself in a mirror. He's not weird. He's just like talking to himself in a mirror like you do.
Yeah.
And the camera actually follows exactly how the model is. So when the model looks like that and that sort of thing, it actually follows that. Makes you feel a bit ill, motion sick. But it's a really cool effect. And there are lots of stages in the game where you see mirrors. And they've actually fully rendered your model. So unlike in Half-Life 2, where I don't think they actually render Gordon Freeman in the actual environment,
yeah.
In this they are, because there are also portals, which I haven't mentioned in that. And portals can completely change gravity, anything. You can be walked to a completely different place. But you can actually stand halfway in a portal, look sideways, and you can see both sides. Mm. So it's actually, it's in the game engine. It's not like a...
So it's not like you're just a floating camera?
Yeah, and all... And it's not that the portals are not like, saying, I know it sounds strange to compare, but saying like Freelancer, not Freelancer.
The Halo when you walk into those portals?
That sort of a thing, yeah. That exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that, because you actually, there is no point where it fades away or anything. You are just walking through and you just go into a different environment. The sound completely changes. If you stand on halfway, you hear the sound on both sides and all this sort of thing.
So it's not like you're just being teleported randomly to another place. You are actually going in between these two places if you were just
and
continuously walking.
And it feels like a real portal.
Right.
But sometimes there are portals that look on themselves or look on other portals that are nearby. So you go up to a portal and you will see yourself walking into the portal and you come out of a different portal. It really is weird. There's a part of the game right at the beginning and there's like six portals. And as you walk through one, you end up in another, but you see yourself walk... it's really weird. You've got to see it, actually.
Yeah.
You'll have to have a look after the
show. So it's definitely something you'd recommend to our listeners.
Well, I've pre-ordered it. So I will have that, obviously not for next show if we don't do it. But if we do, then I will have it for them.
Yeah, so you have do a review by then if we're having a show.
Whatever happens by the next episode, whenever that is,
yeah.
I will definitely do a review. I'm looking forward to it. I can see why people are hyped up about it. Mm-hmm. Definitely some interesting new stuff.
Mm.
Oh, I missed the having a spirit version of yourself, but I won't spoil too much of the storyline, so I won't mention that.
I don't know anything about it. So.
Yeah.
So thank you for your little first impressions on the Prey demo. Now... Back, moving on to the console / handheld side, which is really my side of the game, because I do more of it.
Indeed.
Another first impressions, just a very brief one to be honest, because I didn't have much time with it, to be honest.
These are all first impressions, if you
notice. Yeah, they all are.
In fact, the next two aren't even first impressions, they're like pre-first impression.
Yeah, what we think about it.
The gaming scene is beginning to warm up now, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah, just a little
bit. We need to get more stuff about the new games and Prey and that sort of thing, so.
So that's all good.
Yeah. Anyway.
The new Super Mario Bros.,
which is what it's actually called.
It's called New Super Mario Bros.
They were so like, what should we call it? Well, it's the new Super Mario Bros. Game.
So, New Super Mario Bros.?
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do. Okay, let's all go for a Chinese. You can imagine that in the Japanese board meeting, can't you? Right, so I played it on PAX new DS Lite.
Which is quite nice.
Oh, it's very nice. Mm. So much brighter.
Yeah, they are brighter. It looks nice as well. I noticed when he was playing it, it's sort of... It looks like it fits a bit better.
I wish they did on the DS Lite as the DS. Mm. Because now I can see why people are saying the DS Lite is superior.
Mm. Do you think it was their plan all along?
I don't know. I hope not. Cause that means,
I don't think it was.
Because that means Nintendo will be whoremongers.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think they actually responded to what people were saying.
Hopefully. Mm. Anyway, yeah, so the new Super Mario Bros. Game. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't have long with it. I only played it for like 10 minutes on PAX DS, but I think it was enough to give me a general idea of what the game's like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gave me an idea of the feel of the game, the mechanics.
The engine, yeah, the mechanics.
Etc. Which is what really counts, to be honest. I mean, it counts if it's a fun game. So, when I was playing it, I was really... The second I started playing it, I was expecting exactly what I'm used to with my old Super Mario's game. You know, on the NES or on the Game Boy... You know, you run, you jump on Goombas, you jump on blocks, etc. But it felt so different. It felt weird. I was playing it, and it felt as if it was a cross between the original, like that, and Super Mario 64. Now, because it felt... Because obviously, there's no longer sprites. It is actually pixelated, not pixelated, you know what I mean.
Polygon models.
Polygon models in a polygon universe, you know. So everything's
Does it feel more fluid because of that? Because the animation...
Yeah.
Because the models actually have an animation rather than a sequence of frames.
Just a freaks of frames moving. Yeah, all the models feel so much more realistic, almost. They feel, like you say, fluid is a good word for it. Because, I mean, I was running. And, you know, in the Mario game, you're either running or you don't run.
Yeah.
Right? In this one, the new Super Mario Bros., you run, and then you'll start to slow down a little bit, like you used to in Super Mario 64. Unless you quickly press the other direction, so you stop quickly.
Yeah.
So you'll keep going slightly, and you don't just start running straight away. Mm. You take time to, you know, you start off slowly, and then you start running properly.
Yep.
Just like Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any Super Mario game on the, like, GameCube or whatever. Jumping felt weird as well. It didn't feel as... Because you know how on the original... When you jumped, you could really accurately jump because it was just you jump from there to there and you knew the distance. The jumping felt a little bit more varied. I mean, you could still, you know what you're going to land.
Mm.
But because the animation was more fluid, you were able to kind of get the general gist of where you're going to land, but not completely because it felt more... I don't know.
Do you reckon it's harder to do speed runs on new Super Mario?
Yeah, it is because you can't do pixel perfect movement, so to speak. Like you say, you can't really just go out for it and know where everything's going
to
be.
Would that also mean that it's slightly easier because on the originals, where you had to do sometimes you had to actually do these pixel perfect jumps, you know, you had to get right to the edge and jump. Because it's harder for them to do that because of the fluid animations. I wonder if it's made it easier.
They all made it easier to make these things more
to do the jumps
possible. Yeah. Yeah, I think they would.
Well, PAX already completed it, so it can't be that hard.
No, it can't be very hard. So, I don't know. I do like the engine. It looks nice. The graphics are very nice. The graphics are pretty.
The thing that you know impressed me most, I didn't get a chance to play it. I just watched him playing the end bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that looks nice. Really
nice. It's a nice looking game.
You know, because it's a 3D engine, but actually in 2D, they can... they can do more to the 3D aspects because they haven't got X, Y, and Z. They've only got X and Y.
Yeah.
And so it looked really... Oh, it was just...
I mean, I played it and I thought, this is on the DS.
Yeah, it was really colourful.
It's very nice.
It was really colourful.
It's nice and bright.
Yeah. And probably helped that it was on the DS Lite.
And it helped that it was on the DS Lite. I mean, I didn't actually play it on my DS. I played it on his DS Lite. So, I mean, I should have tried it on my DS. See what it looked like.
But it did look nice. I noticed that much.
Mm. It was nice and I liked the look of it. And... It's got some nice music to it as well. So apparently the Goombas jumped to the music and he died on the very first Goomba at the very beginning of the whole game.
Really?
He was running along and because he couldn't time the jump because he wasn't so used to it and the Goombas now jump along to the music slightly, he hit the first Goomba in the very first stage.
That's awesome.
That was his MSN for an MSN name for a while. It was fucking Goomba.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Ah.
So yeah, the music's nice. It's got the old tunes there and the old sound. In terms of actual gameplay, though, and the actual game aspects of it. Now, I mean, it sounds like I'm copying what's already been said on some of the sites, especially VG Cats, because you have read that one, about the Fire Flower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I use that.
Oh yeah, Pac-Mac mentioned this when he was playing.
And I agree with what everyone else has said. It is cheap.
Yeah.
The Fire Flower is so easy.
You can defeat the final boss with the Fire Flower.
Yeah.
You can, both of them, you know, like the little baby Bowser and Bowser. And I was like, dude,
it was too easy.
You know, you can never do that in the original game. No. You can never kill them with a Fire Flower.
You have to jump on them.
And I was like, what? That sucks.
Yeah, it's too easy.
It doesn't work on the very final big boss. It only works on the little baby. But still, it's like...
It still makes it too easy. The bosses should be, you know, tough.
Immune to Fire Flowers.
Exactly. But you just sit there and pound them with Fire Flower and you win.
Mm, exactly. Yeah, you're right.
It makes it too easy, and it's a bit cheap, because, I mean, you can just keep running along pumping Fire Flower. But the other power-up's quite cool. You know, the giant one where you turn the whole side screen, that's quite funny.
Mm.
You just start running and blow up everything you can. Mm. That's quite cool. The animation part's really nice, because, I mean, as you say, hit a pipe, the pipe will actually, you know, burst away as you kick it with your foot or something.
Mm.
It looks nice. It's not perfect in...
There's no like physics and particle physics.
No, there's no particle physics involved, no. but it does look very nice how they've done it. It looks quite cool. So yeah, I mean, I might buy it now. I've got a new job, so I can start affording more things like this.
I was going to buy it, but the fact that Pat completed it so quickly has kind of put me off.
Yeah, true.
You know, you play like Super Mario World on the, or whatever, well, it was on the GBA as well. That's the one I played on.
Yeah.
And like, that's huge. You know, the game is really big. It's not really hard, but it's hard.
Mm.
But there's all the star worlds and all this sort of thing, you know, extra secrets. There was the, on like, the sixth level in the second world. There's like that big, super huge secret one that you could, it's really hard to get to that I found. Yeah. And, you know, that's what it needed.
You want more lost ability and replayability.
I want more hidden areas.
Yeah.
The hidden areas rocked in Super Mario World, and that's what they should have done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Pac said that there were a couple of secret worlds. A couple? Just a couple?
Mm.
What happened to all the, you know, secret ghost house and all that sort of thing, you know?
So, I mean, maybe they screwed up with that. I don't know. I haven't played it. I might get it.
It got some good reviews, but only, like, average-type reviews.
I liked it, but... And all plus, right. the download play was cool.
Oh, yeah, you said about that.
That was very fun. I kicked his ass. I won 2 out of 3. Mm. He won overall. He won 3 out of 2, but I still kicked his ass. That was fun.
Sweet. What we'll do is we'll just briefly go over the next things because we're talking so much about
it. Yeah, these don't actually need that much talking about. We're just going to mention them.
I found there's a few more videos I'm going to download, but I found a 10-minute guiding video type thing of Company of Heroes for the PC, which is a real-time strategy game set in World War II. And it's being developed by Relic, who brought you games such as Homeworld 2, Dawn of War, and other things I can't remember. Oh, Impossible Creatures. That no one's ever played but got good reviews. But this video and lots of others can be found on planetcoh.gamespy.com. Now, what we'll do is we'll do the little thing that you said about, like, it looks good, but thing.
Mm.
It looks like it's going to be a revolution in RTS. I mean, the graphics look amazing. There's going to be new things in it, like the way the squads move and they go and find cover automatically.
It
and all
really
that sort of
is
thing.
A more... Because RTS is supposed to be a simulation of real-life warfare, and you're supposed to be telling units what to do.
Yeah.
But until now, it's really all been about gaming strats.
It's much more about the tactician-type overview.
Exactly.
You're ordering a war rather than... there is micromanagement. There always is.
But in real-life combat, you wouldn't have micromanagement, so to speak, would you?
Yeah, you wouldn't have a commander going, that way, now back, now that way, now back, shoot and scoot, that way.
Yeah,
you know, that sort of thing.
You wouldn't have things like that happening, you know. It really is more about tactical play.
I'm wondering if because of that, Company of Heroes will not be favourable to die-hard strategy gamers because they won't be able to use their...
People who play AoE 2, AoE 3, Command & Conquer, etc.
But it does look... like a revolutionary title.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
I mean, the graphics... I mean, I know graphics don't mean everything at all, but the graphics are just astounding. I mean, they're lovely. I mean, all I saw was, like, those direct play, direct feed movies from E3.
Mm.
But they still looked awesome.
Yeah, all the particle effects of the big artillery explosions. You know, the dust goes up and then
hovers and all the terrain being deformable.
Yeah.
I mean, a tank just driving through... That wall. That was great.
Mm.
I mean, that's one of the things I absolutely despised about Dawn of War.
And the buildings actually, you know, in AoE 3, they blew up, but they blew up with a specific, you know, explosion particle physics set.
Yeah.
On Company of Heroes, they actually, you know, if you shoot the right bit, obviously you can't control that, but when they shoot the right bit will fall away, not the left bit or something like that, you know, so that sort of a thing. And that opens up for much more tactical play, you know, because you can destroy certain parts of buildings and that sort of thing.
Which is going to be good, I think. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. And the gameplay itself looked very Dawn of War-ish, actually.
Yes.
It's very much squad-based stuff.
Fast-paced, get you in the action.
It's not about the economy. I mean, when we were trying to look on the screen, it was very hard to see. But from what we could see, there were two resources.
Yeah.
Similar to Dawn of War's requisition and power. So it's probably something like that, like money and, I don't know, men or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Coal.
Could be.
Yeah,
who
metal,
knows?
Something like that.
Something like that. So who knows what it could be. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to Company of Heroes. Going to try it out, maybe see what it's like. I mean, I'm hoping for it. But like I said earlier in the video, it seems like it's going to be a great game, but it feels like it's not going to last very long. I mean, it feels almost like they're trying too hard to make it too complex.
And too almost showy in the way that, you know, the squad's moving a certain way. Is that going to be frustrating? What if you don't want them to go into cover?
You know, you don't...
You can actually double tap to do, but still, you're not...
I don't know. I just got this feeling that it's going to be one of those games that you're going to play for a while, you're going to enjoy, and then it's just going to fade away and you go back to usual classics.
Because it's not going to have depth, maybe?
Maybe.
Because, like, Dawn of War's got lots of depth, and AoE 2 had lots of depth, and, you know, they have...
Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Because, I mean, I'd like this to be a kick-ass game and play it lots, but who knows?
Speaking of kick-ass games, coming up next is Dawn of War expansion, the Dark Crusade.
Yes.
Which is an expansion... probably the last, I would say. I can't believe they're going to do another one.
It wouldn't be another one simply because, A, the engine's starting to get a little bit old and outdated compared to, like, Company of Heroes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And by this one, they'll have done all the races apart from the Tyranids.
Mm-hmm.
which is stupid. I can't believe they did not do the Tyranids.
Tyranids would have been a good one to do.
Great to do. It was like the Zerg, for fuck's sake. You know, Zerg at StarCraft. Great.
But yeah, we're looking forward to this, obviously, because we play a lot of Dawn of War.
Yeah, Warhammer fans as it is. You know, we like Warhammer 40,000. So we're really looking forward to this expansion pack. It's going to include two new races.
The Necron and the Tau.
Yes, and you're really looking forward to the Tau.
I'm looking forward to trying it out, yeah, and seeing what they're like, because I've always been a fan of the Tau tabletop. And, of course, my home, you know, Eldar.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so just a brief mention, that's coming out in a while. They've got a bit longer yet.
Yeah.
The news has been a bit quiet about it. There hasn't been much new.
Well, we saw that video they did, and it didn't look done.
It didn't look done at all.
They didn't look like all the units were done properly, so.
So, but soon, that will be coming out. This is just to sort of say we're looking forward to it.
Yep.
We'll give you any news if anything breaks about that, so. Because, you know, we like Dawn of War. It's
good.
It's our sort of RTS of the moment at the moment.
It is indeed. It's like the RTS we play a lot, and we're going to play some of the land.
We are. Right, we've got some music now, haven't we? Yes?
Yes, we have. We have some music.
Yes. What? You've got to say this.
Yeah.
This is some music from A Life Has Teeth, and it's called...
Do I have to say this?
No, I'll say it.
I'll say it.
Go on, then.
It's called Miss Boogaloo.
We love you, Miss Boogaloo.
Now, don't put have the name put you off. It's actually quite a cool song.
It's a cool song. It's just got a funny chorus.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But thanks again, obviously, to music.podshow.com.
We have to do it every time.
We do. And visit the Life Has Teeth website at their MySpace. What a great website. MySpace.com/Life Has Teeth.
Oh, what a surprise.
Indeed. It's very cool. It's got a nice chorus. It's got a nice guitar riff.
Yeah, I did like that bit. That was nice. Yeah. So, we'll catch you back after this and indeed. Hope you enjoy it.
Indeed. Okay, welcome back. We hope you enjoyed Miss Boogaloo.
Miss Boogaloo.
Got some anime and then some tech.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
I didn't want to do too much anime this week because, I mean, I know there are people out there who don't like the anime section. And we did a big one last week and then we did the Hextra show. So
we're just, you know, we're on an anime low.
Well, it's just a box and a review, really.
Indeed.
So I'm going to do a review of the anime, not the manga series. I will do that when I finish the actual series itself, so I get a broader spectrum of it. The first series of it, not the second series, of an anime called Maho Romantic. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to check this out while I'm talking about it, go to tinyurl.com/npjly.
Indeed.
And, of course, it'll be on the website.
Of course.
The original manga version of this is by Bao Datama and Bunjiro Nakayama. I'll probably pronounce those wrong.
Probably. Datama.
But whatever. Well, I believe one of them does the story, one of them's the artwork, and they work together quite closely because they both have both names on the front of the manga series. So.
Sweet.
It's about... The series is about this girl... called Maho, who is interesting because she's actually an android. Now, don't start flaming this already.
This is like Blade Runner.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's originally she was made an android, and was made by this organization called Vespa, and she was originally made to fight these aliens invading Earth and make it so that the people of Earth wouldn't know they were being invaded. You know, right. To keep everything hush hush. And she was, so after a while, she was brought in and they said, you know, you've done more work than we could ever ask of you. You know, you've only got like 35 days left of runtime before you're going to shut down. But if we remove all your armaments and all your weaponry and all your armor and everything for war, you can have another 398 days, right? And so they said, well, what we'll do is remove your stuff and you can live as what you like. You know, you can be, for the next year and a half, you can be who you want to be. And she decides she wants to be a maid. Bit of an odd choice. There is a reason behind it, but I don't want to spoil the story.
Yeah, because it's a manga/anime.
Yes, of course.
And there's maids in manga/anime.
So she becomes the maid.
There's probably a Japanese name for that, isn't there? Like there is for everything else to do with girls. Maids.
Let's not go into it.
No, probably not.
It's probably something wrong.
Yes.
I mean, all Japan is wrong.
Disturbing.
Yes. Japan is perverted.
Yes.
Simple as that. Said and done. So she becomes the housemaid of this boy, this 14-year-old boy.
Misato. See?
Misato.
Maids, boys.
Shut up! Misato Suguru. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to spoil the story at all, so I won't go into too much detail. Mm-hmm. And she becomes the maid of him, and, you know, that's it.
Blah.
Blah. The rest of it is the story.
Blah, 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 blah.
So
blah, blah.
The basic plot is that she moves in and she starts being his maid and done. Now, the anime itself is surprisingly good.
Mm.
Now, usually when I talk about this, I always say the manga's better, don't I?
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I think makes the anime so good is the people who made it. Mm. And the people who made it, if any of you will remember from my previous reviews, or if any of you anime fans actually know, it was the storyboarding and the directing was done by Hideki Anno. Now, maybe you remember this.
I've heard that name somewhere before.
Yes, you have, because I've done a review on the anime he's done before.
Which is?
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, right.
I think, no, didn't, you, yeah, Pacamac did it.
Pacamac
did Neon.
Yeah, I knew someone else did.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
But it's made by this guy called Hideki Anno and his production house called Gainax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people in the anime scene know of Gainax because they're so big. I mean, they're a big, powerful production house. And they started off small, but they're big. And they always do good work. All their anime is always top-notch. So it's really good quality anime. Because, I mean, you know how I often use the term modern-day anime look, where half of the anime is CG and done, so it looks crap? Mm-hmm. None of that here.
That's what you should do. A forum post with side-by-side comparison. Modern-day anime.
Yes,
other
I will actually, so people actually know what I'm talking about. Yep. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit older than, it's not modern day, you know, it's not been made like in a year, it's made like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, I can't remember, something like that. So, it's obviously there's not going to be too much CG in it in the first place, but it's done really well, the animation is so beautifully fluid, it's all looks great. Mm. And it's a really nice looking anime, and it doesn't skimp on things, like modern day anime skimp on some of the storylines, it gets away with crappy plots with having silly jokes that aren't actually indicated with the story. None of that here. It really sticks to the manga series itself. So it really does. It really stays true to the actual manga storyline, which is really good because, I mean, that's what I watched the anime for.
Of course.
So, I mean, I love it. I mean, I started reading the manga series because a friend of mine lent it to me and I was a bit skeptical about it because, I mean, I thought the genre was a bit crappy. But then I downloaded the anime for him because I knew he'd like it. And I watched like the first episode. Dude, this is really nice. I was expecting something far worse than this and I really enjoyed it. So it's a really good anime, and if you haven't read the manga, don't hesitate to not watch the anime, because the anime really is a good substitute. It's a perfect substitute for it.
Cool.
I haven't mentioned its genres, have I?
No.
Well, the genres in general are, it's a comedy, because, I mean, it's a rom-com. Mm-hmm. There is a bit of romance in there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously the name Maho Romantic.
Yeah, gives it away.
It's also a bit of a shounen one. Mm-hmm. It's more for the males.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a bit of this whole sci-fi in it, a bit of mecha.
Yeah, because of the androids.
Because the android themes to it. I won't give away, obviously.
Of course.
You know? So I like it. I love it. I like it. I love it.
Yeah.
Both. So I really enjoyed it. And this is only the first series. The first series only goes up to a certain point in the actual story plot itself.
Right.
If you want to actually finish the whole of the series, you have to watch the second series.
Which has got 14 episodes in the series.
Which has got 14 episodes. This has only got 12. Mm-hmm. So in total, 26, which is an average size anime series. So I don't know why they split it up. Whatever. So yeah, check it out. This is only the first series. It's really good. I don't know about the second series. Probably the same though. So go and check it out. It's a really good anime.
Sweet.
I'd probably give it a 8 out of 10.
Cool. So, yeah. Good anime.
Good anime. All good right. Stuff.
Now should probably kill me for not mentioning this like right at the start of the show. Like, before anything, maybe I'll do it before even the intro or anything like that. But our Californian correspondent, yes, we have a Life in Hex Californian correspondent.
We really do. We're
we
not
really
actually
do.
Kidding.
We're not kidding here. Went to the Anime Expo, Anime
her.
Expo
I
2006.
I'm so jealous.
In California.
Damn you.
And because I practically begged her, she took lots of pictures for us. I really wanted her to get a piece of paper and write Life in Hex rules.
Or something like that.
Or something like that. And then get someone to like hold it up and take a picture. Or get like all of the pictures to have like Life in Hex written somewhere.
Or,
in
get,
it.
Or get like a video of like a whole load of anime characters.
Yeah.
Because cosplay.
Or shouting like,
or
Life
shouting,
in
Life in Hex!
Yeah.
Woo!
It'd be so cool.
That would be very cool.
But it was... thank you very much, Syl, for doing this for me. You took lots of pictures and we're going to put them on like a gallery type thing, slideshowy type thing on the site,
yep.
So that anime people can go and check that out. It's some good pictures, actually, some really cool, funny looking costumes.
Yeah, there were some nice costumes there. Very nice ones. There's some funny ones.
And there was some. I noticed she'd taken some. I don't think it wasn't on purpose, but somehow she'd managed to take quite a few RO ones, which was quite handy.
There were some nice RO characters there. I spotted a couple of priests and assassins and everything. I was like,
because I saw them and I was like, I know that. It was the one where it looked like sort of like all the rags.
Oh
and
yeah, the assassin.
I so blatantly have seen that somewhere.
What's that from?
And it's on your bloody wallpaper on your computer at one point. Can't believe I didn't realise what it was.
It's on my wall. Dude, I've got that display on my wall.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, crap.
I've got that RO display on my wall. Yeah.
But thank you very much, Syl. You insisted that we worship you, so, like, you know.
We worship you.
We're bowing. Well, I'm bowing.
I'm
now.
Also very jealous of you.
Yes,
he going is. And I didn't.
So thank you very much, Syl. We love you.
Fucking stupid Atlantic.
All right, I love you then.
No, no, stupid Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
In the way of us.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
It's cool over there, though. Well, actually, it's warm over there.
Yes, warmer.
But yeah. So thank you very much. If there are any more like anime expos, Syl, please go to them.
Yes.
Take some pictures. It's great.
Yes.
Be our California correspondent for cool stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Anything cool?
Anything going on in America that you can go to?
Yeah.
Go to it and do us a little Life in Hex report.
But thank you very much, Syl. So shout out at the end as well. Okay. We got some text stuff. Now, this is on the forum. Go and check it out. Tinyurl.com. Yes, hi, Tinyurl. Don't forum. tinyurl.com/RN2DO. Or go onto the forum, go into the text section. Now, Moonlit, our official fangirl, has a plan to install every single Windows OS he can possibly find and a bunch of all the unfinished betas and some Mac OS, some RISC OS, versions of Windows that weren't supposed to be released. Versions of Windows that are bastard versions that, like, hardly run at all. He plans to get, like, all of them onto one computer. Some of them in VMware, some of them booting. Dual boot, triple boot, quadruple boot, over spanning over multiple hard drives and all this crap.
Yeah.
He goes from Windows 1, Windows Beta, maybe, Beta 1, all the way up to Vista and Server 2003 and all that sort of thing.
Where did he get all the, like, unreleased betas and all that stuff?
Oh, he's paid for the full MSDN thing for 30 years.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. He's tried it a few times, about 4 or 5, I think he said that he's tried to do this.
So it's failed a few times.
Usually, I think he blows things up, I'm not quite sure. But it got me really interested in virtualization. In VMware and Xen virtualization, which is a thing made at the University of Cambridge.
Ooh.
In fact, and it's a thing where you can run OSs at nearly the same performance as if they were running normally, but in a virtual environment.
Yeah,
you have to get specially compiled versions, but I really want to try it on a fairly normal computer, quite a fast one, and see how many operating systems I can get that run just as if you were using, you know, just one or something, you know, if you have separate computers, because I'd be really interested in how easy this would be to deploy in a small office-based environment. Because if you think about it, like, for example, where I went to work for my summer, they've got like four or five computers, and they've had to buy all of these, and they're having to individually service them all and upgrade them all when they break and stuff.
Yeah.
Would it be possible for them to use this virtualization, get a big computer, and run all the computers off it at once using something like Xen virtualization? They wouldn't be able to use Windows, obviously, but I'm not talking about that exact example, but in an office-based environment, because you'd share all your, you know, all your files would be on a server and all that sort of thing. So I'm interested in that. So Proen, can I have your old computer, please? he said he'd give it to me, but I think he's doing something with it. He's got to ask his dad. They were just going to chuck it out on the tip.
Yeah, I know
but
he said.
But I've noticed this. People say that, and then as soon as someone's interested, they're like, oh, well, he's going to have to pay us like some money for it, because they think that it's like, because I want it, it must be useful and therefore worth something. And I'm like, but you were just going to chuck it on the fucking tip. Okay, then you chuck it on the tip. Tell me when you've done that. I'll drive to the tip and pick it back up
again. Exactly, hell yeah.
But yeah, so go and check that out on the forum. I think Moonlit's going to update it as he's doing stuff. He's been writing in it a couple of times. And as we've mentioned, we're probably going to get him on the show. And I'd hope to get him on about this. And, you know, because he said
he would do a little segment.
Because he said, like, oh, I wouldn't have anything to talk about. And it's like, well, A, you'd be there and you'd be able to sort of interact with us. And B, you know, if you had that, it'd be great for you to talk about, you know, what the
troubles. We always
like to
make sure
with
our guests actually have a topic they can talk about.
Exactly. So. The other thing was that I mentioned, again, this is on the forum. This is sort of like a forum update. It's because the forum's so small, so I can, like, relay everything that happens.
Yeah.
I mentioned on the forum about DVD encoding, because Proen mentioned to me that he was having some problems.
He's been encoding some DVDs.
Yeah, so he has. So go to tinyurl.com/r8fw7.
You fucking, you tinyurl.com/forum twice.
I know.
You lazy bastard.
I know. Well, it's not so much lazy, it's like, do I really want to read out
reviews? He's just say, go to the forum
well,
and look.
Too, but then it goes direct. I've begun to look into media transcoding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of moving around media and stuff. Starting with ripping DVDs, because I've always wanted to rip my family DVDs.
Which you have done now.
I have done that. I've done one of them. I've got like four more to go.
Just a few.
The best site to look at, although it is a little complicated, I'm going to try and sort of like, when I do the show, I'll try and explain it a bit better, is doom9.org, and that's Doom, D-O-O-M, and then the number 9.org. There are a ton of guides to absolutely anything you want to do with media. Yeah, you want to add English subtitles to stuff, you can do it with this program, download this, follow this guide to the letter, and it'll work.
Yeah.
You have to follow their guides to the letter. Do not skip a single word, because you will miss something, because I did that first, and it was like, nothing worked, because I'd missed that you have to change
you
the program folder
everything
or something. So
properly,
follow it exactly, and it's not for the faint-hearted. There are some automatic versions of the programs that I was using, but I was using an Xvid codec, compiled latest like CVS compile, Gordian Knot, and Robot for Rip. Robot for Rip uses a bunch of programs: DVD Decryptor, DG Index, B Suite, and VobSub. And then Gordian Knot does the encoding. But what's really cool is once it takes about 2 hours to actually properly set up all the encoding to do, you know, to set up the things so that they do the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, you can literally type in, I want that file size, that size, and then just like add like 6 jobs to the queue and tell it to shut down when it's done, and then go to bed.
Yeah, and you have it done overnight.
Exactly. The only thing is that Robot for Rip and Gordian Knot aren't combined, so you can't like queue everything up.
That'd be cool.
But there is an Auto GK version, which does all of that, but doesn't have the same functionality as like, you know, tweaking everything. But I'm going to do a feature on sort of media transcoding, you know, tools to use.
So you said you were going to do a thing on the forum as well. You're going to write maybe a little guide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll do like a thing on Life in Hex, what we didn't say, say.lifeinhex.com. But some episode, I'll do a feature about the different. I think what I'll do is start off with the really basic programs that you can use. So, like, you remember DVD Shrink? It's gone now. But DVD Shrink, you know, you could do it all in one go sort of thing. So I'll go from the simple. I'll give a bit of background on different encoders, and then I'll gradually go to more advanced, and eventually, like, using virtual dub and actually putting together video and audio, interleaving, that post-processing, that sort of stuff about virtual dub. Because, obviously, I can research the easy stuff first and then work on the harder stuff, because it's
sense.
A new thing to me. But I'm really interested, because I have got quite a bit of media, you know, I download some and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's very interesting reading about the stuff. All right, so I will be doing that at some point. If you're interested in that, go on the forum. If you do anything to do with that sort of thing, you know, I've mentioned Doom 9, but if you know any other cool websites, that's the only one I'm really looking at the moment.
Yeah.
If you know any cool websites that do the similar sort of stuff as Doom 9, please let me know, and I'll read them up on them and then add it to my...
Email it, forum it, whatever.
Forum it, say it. No, you can't say it. Right, we've got some shouts and plugs now. Just some final stuff.
Yep.
Big shout again to Syl. We worship you, Syl.
Thank you for doing our photos for us. Well, the photos for us.
The
rather.
Photos. And do some more. Do some more stuff.
Yes.
You know, go to some more anime cons.
Or do whatever, you know. Yeah. If it's cool, do it.
Shouts to Moonlit for being involved on the forum. And we'll get you on a show soon. We tested out Skype.
Been helping us out a lot recently, so
that's
all good.
He has indeed. He's been plugging us like a pimp.
Yeah.
Plug pimp.
Yes, he is. He's pretty good at it as well. I mean, he should be. I mean, he's Bangle.
Yeah, I know.
Also, plugs to Taizusai.
Shouts to
Taizusai, rather.
Yep.
He's one of my friends at college, who's also one of the cooler of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelists there. Because, I mean, there are a lot of newbies there who I don't like. I really don't like them. And he's one of the best ones, to be honest. Unfortunately, got kicked out of the tournament quite soon. He was beaten out of the tournament quite easily on. I tried to help him out. I gave him some of my star chips, bring him back in it. So that was nice. But he still lost him. When I lost him anyway. But no, he's a good guy. So
Shouts to him. Hi. Couple of last little plugs. Plugs to gameplay.co.uk.
Because they're good for pre-orders.
They are, because there was all that Oblivion hype, and I pre-ordered mine from Amazon. And the people who got theirs from Gameplay got it the day before, which was sweet.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I've pre-ordered Prey from them. 99 pence first class postage, which is a steal. Already saving a tenner on the RRP.
Yep.
And they let you choose whether you want it in a box or a padded envelope.
I know, it's good.
Name another site that does that, please. It's in their options. They say that because padded envelope is less protection, but it can go for a letterbox.
Yeah.
So I had to do that because I don't know whether my parents are out or not.
Yeah, it's easier than having to get a postman.
But I will plug them again if they deliver on the day. If they don't, then I will unplug them if they're late.
Because otherwise you might as well just stick with Amazon or something.
Exactly. But And finally, go and check out tinyurl.com/FL6CB.
That's all we're saying.
That is. Go and enjoy it.
Don't worry, it's nothing like one of those stupid,
oh, yeah, it's not a dodgy,
scary
like,
things
yeah,
that the all of a sudden just goes
one of them to the clan.
It doesn't all of a sudden scream at you going, ah, something, yeah. You know. Hey,
but just go and enjoy it, it's fun.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thanks to Darren from Hack 5 for mentioning that on the IRC. Very cool.
It's great. I mean, it's a good laugh.
Yes. Okay, I think we're about done. All right, okay, well, I'm Gelada.
And I'm Zephron.
And that was a well-oiled show.
That went really well.
See you possibly next week. Possibly next show.
Yeah, let us know.
You know, so. If not, we'll see you in a month.
If not, yeah, fuck off month time.
Yep. All right.
No one cares about you lot.
Yeah, and roll on the LAN, the Life in the Hex LAN.
Yes. Going to look sweet. To that. So plugs to Pro and Dazza or some Mix Wizard.
Yeah, and plugs to DeFay, if only he could come.
I know.
But never mind.
Anyway, right, that's enough. I'm Zephron.
I'm Gelada.
And this has been Life in Hex, episode 18.
Indeed.
So she was originally made to fight these androids. Not so.
An android fighting an android.
She shut up.
Did they go for a Chinese?
Maybe.
Did they go for an English?
I don't think they're going to go for an English or an American, are they? Okay, guys.
Yeah, Fridays.
Okay, guys. We don't know. Let's go for an American.
Yes.
Ops. yeah, but still. You can imagine it. You can imagine Shigeru Miyamoto being a bit pissed off in the day. Oh, I just want to fucking go home. Go to New Super Mario Bros. Right, I'm off. Go.
Yeah.
Still go home.
Let's go.